Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Hello, a good afternoon, and welcome to Abbey Daily with me, Abbey Roberts. It's Thursday, the 28th of March, 2024. It's about 4:47, so just coming up to 10 to 5. Yes. On Thursday, we're nearly at Easter time. It's kind of Easter already, isn't it? I can feel everyone going, yeah, that's it. Let's just have a break from everything. Eat chocolate and watch films and just go, bleh, and maybe go to church. So today, I'm not going to be doing a long one because I'm doing a podcast with Ant Critchley from Time to Rise. At about six or something. I think that's what we've agreed. It's weird, you know, I've had a day of two halves today because woke up really, well, kind of, yeah, I sort of felt like I'd achieved quite a lot various things. And after Kegworth and everything. And then, yeah, I just sort of, today was for some reason focused on a bit on Twitter. And by the way, thank you so much for comments about yesterday, Meaningful Wednesday. Yeah, I do really enjoy it. I really enjoy curating poems and things people send me and commenting on it and just generally keeping things lighter than they are, because let's be honest with each other that it's fucking hard, isn't it, to stay to stay sort of motivated and positive. We'll give it a good shot. So just things on I've put on Twitter today, just stuff that's been circulating. Yeah, again, this kind of stuff doesn't help, does it? But, I mean, I'm going to say it because it's been in the news. Well, it's been reported, whether it's true or not, I don't know. I mean, I have seen footage. So, London knife terror, second train stabbing in 24 hours as two people in hospital after senseless attack. And that's Kennington Tube, which is not that far from me, everyone. Yeah, and I tell you what just makes me angry is the way that people sort of say, and you know, you may have seen footage of a guy with a blue mask on and a long knife, sort of machete type thing, but a long knife. And what annoys me is this has been on the cards for a long time, you know, and I'm afraid successive governments, Labour, Tory, I call them the communitarian governments, i.e. the sort of bland globalist, you know, they haven't really got any ideas about conserving or, I mean, especially in the Conservatives' case, not conserving or preserving traditions, keeping borders, having some kind of discipline, having some kind of army, you know, all that has been abandoned by people that meet at Davos, the WEF. And that's both sides, by the way. That's the Labour Party and the Tories. But I use the word communitarian because it's very interesting, because that's what people have to understand. I've said this and I'm blue in the fucking face. That left and right as we know it no longer exists, mainly because the traditional values, so the idea of, like, you know, a small village with a doctor, with a church, family, etc. Just respect in the community, you know, keeping parks clean, no litter, you know, keeping rivers clean, all that beautiful stuff, the good, the true and the beautiful, we're back to that again, all that stuff has been eroded by ideologues from the left. from leftist, the leftist intellectual camp. So I don't care what anyone says. I'm afraid that's just the truth. It's just fact. And these people are largely interested in collectivism. And I've mentioned that word many times, which just means the largest number of people and controlling them. And yeah, so it's an inversion of everything we know. And I've said this a few times on pods. It's an inversion of what we come to understand as an unwritten code of how life is best lived. So you have God right at the top. Then you have family. Then community. Well, God, self, family, community. And then it goes out wider, like ripples on a pond. It goes out wider and wider, but it starts there. Now, it's been overturned. It's been tipped upside down, like a pyramid that's been tipped upside down. So the little tiny, so, you know, the God, the idea of God, and we're living in this sort of, you know, living with this code, this invisible code of, I suppose, conduct and, you know, the ideas of free speech and enlightenment and art and respect for your elders, or, you know, respect for, yeah, just walking down the street and you don't just shove something on the ground and go, oh, I don't really care about that, but whatever. It's been eroded. So God's at the bottom or nowhere, really. It's just like, you know, on the street. And then, so right at the top, though, is just this morass of just nihilism, just immorality, nihilism. And I don't mean, by the way, when I say immorality, I don't mean pearl clutching, like, oh, these people are swearing. Oh, good grief. No, you mustn't do that. No, you mustn't enjoy yourself. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about there is no code anymore. There's no invisible sort of, oh, I better not do that because then I'll get into trouble with mom or dad, or, you know, back in the days, the Bobby on the beat. Oh no. That's all gone. It's been eroded. It's really, really bizarre. What's happened? So I tweeted above this knife thing. I just want to say thanks to pathetic Tory and Labour governments, London mayors and feeble communitarian institutions for willfully destroying the city I've called home for over 40 years. It breaks my fucking heart, and it really does. And it's too late, guys. It's too fucking late. And it's not just London, Brighton. I don't care where the fuck you are or how fucking liberal and right on. In fact, the more right on and liberal you are, the more in fucking danger you are, because you're kind of just going, oh, but it's just like everyone's, you know, like everyone just wants like the same thing. No, they don't. They really don't. They don't. So wake up. Wake up, motherfuckers. And smell the fucking coffee. I kind of blame as well the cultural Christianity. Well, people that remember for a long time, the likes of Richard Dawkins, they were like, oh yes, but you know, atheism. Oh yeah, atheism is just like the thing, you know, to be, because anyone that believes in God, oh, you know, it's just so ludicrous, you know, because blah blah blah. Well, those people are very much responsible for what's happened. Because with all their sort of, you know, but with science and this and science that, and, you know, it's just, how can you prove that God exists? I mean, he clearly doesn't exist. You know, the likes of Gervais as well, Ricky Gervais. They have either, well, unwittingly, a lot of them have undermined their own culture by saying this stuff, where they were thinking, oh, well, it can't, you know, what's the worst that can happen? Well, I'll tell you what the worst that can happen is, of another culture that wants to harm us and is not as enlightened, will fill the vacuum. So, unintended consequences? Yeah, I mean, we've it's almost like we've become so bloated and kind of and lazy. I mean, I'm you know, that's a metaphor, really. Well, I mean, it's literal and metaphorical, with our own sort of self-importance. You know, oh, it's okay. Oh, yes, I'll do this. I'll rely on the state, and I'll just, yeah, this lack of curiosity as well about the world, about history, about how things are. And again, very much blame the education system, and we're back to the fucking left. Sorry, but it's true. You know, back to the socialists. You know, it's going to be okay, yeah, because, you know, like prizes for everybody, prizes for all, yeah. Because, you know, I mean, everyone deserves a prize, do they? Do they? Really? So you're telling me that Monet, so you put a Monet up and then you put next to it something that's, you know, somebody's just scrawled with a biro, and we're meant to go, oh, well done, that's just like Monet. Well, clearly, no, it fucking isn't. So that makes me angry, because a lot of people have been, lied. And when people say, oh, but the Tories, they've done all this. Yeah, they have. They have, because a lot of this stuff has seeped in to the Conservatives. I mean, it's weird, because when I say small C Conservative, I don't even believe that anymore. I don't even know what that means. But this stuff has seeped in, this long march, this, it's a kind of ideology that everyone is equal, when clearly that's not true. When clearly it's not true. It's objectively not true. Yeah, it's a race to the bottom. It's funny. And there's another thing on Twitter I put. It's going to literally just do a few little things. We'll just tell you kind of what's been on my mind, really, while I was writing up Kegworth, which I hope I'm going to finish off and just release into the wild tomorrow in time for Easter. Someone's put a picture of Angela Rayner, and then this is Queen Natalie on Twitter, and Angela Rayner with a half pint in her hand, and she's put, ever look at Angela Rayner and think, I bet she smells like piss? And then Blunkett's dog has put at the bottom in response, fags and spunk. So I put, oh, Twitter, you never disappoint. Just so fucking crazy. Smithy69 says, I can confirm that I almost choked on my biscuit. Smithy's good value. 69, Blunkett's dog. Very, that's proper free speech, that Twitter account. Honestly, it's not for the faint-hearted, trust me. There's another report, GB News. Sorry to quote GB News, but I just spotted this. Have your say. Is it time to privatise the NHS? Comment now. Well, here's my comment. Most of it's already privatised. It's never been about money. It's about Hippocratic ethics from the top down. This is a question of simple morality, not finances. Again, too late. Get it into your fucking heads. It's absolutely been, the sacred cow that I've mentioned, with one eye, three legs and half an udder, that has been worshipped. And that's what you get when you just worship corruption and people that don't look at medicine, don't look at it as a, like the Greeks did. Remember when I was in Greece and learned all about the Hippocrates and the hospitals, you know, the first hospital. That is Kos. Yeah, Kos. It was just suddenly, I was suddenly thinking, Christ, what was the name of the bloody island? Yes, Kos. And the whole ethos of a healing place. A healing place. I mean, good grief. I mean, I know, you know, you've got to be, what's the word? You know, you can't just throw people in a room and go, okay, then there you go. But I do think to myself, you know, we've gone so far away from the Asclepion, which is the hospital. Again, I was rootling around in my brain. Did you hear me? I was going, oh, what's the word again? Oh, yeah, Asclepion. We've gone so far away from healing places that we it has turned into, yeah, shove them in there. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, just hope for the best, guys. That's not what medicine's about. It is a kind of sacred. I think it is actually sacred. So we need to get some sacred back, please, in that profession and the church. Could do with it. Bloody hell. And teaching as well. Now, I came across as well my favourite, Andrew Bridgen. Jesus. Right, listen to this. Andrew Bridgen, you know, the hero. The hero, everyone's hero, because nobody else is speaking up. No one else is doing it, Abby. But Abby, he's such a good person. But Abby, you know, without him, where would we be? He only voted for three fucking lockdowns. Or for the first one, wouldn't somebody who's, you know, got any brain at all be going, there's something not quite right about this. Yeah. And push the vaccines well into 2022. Well into 2022. And has also said that he helped stop vaccines, I think, from 6 months to 12 years old. Or 6 months to 4 years old. But I think it was 6 months to 12 years old. But I mean, anyway, regardless of the age, he claimed that he's helped stop it, and he hasn't, because they're still fucking giving them. So, why would you praise that? Why would anyone think that was a good idea to have someone like that? Right, this is his tweet, everyone, with a news item, you know, like he's attached a news thing, article, breaking. Australian government established formal inquiry into excess deaths. Right, this is what Andrew Bridgen has tweeted. In the UK, it took me 26 attempts to get a 30-minute adjournment debate on excess deaths. Now, thanks to the ONS releasing the way they calculate excess deaths, we don't have many at all in the UK, but they do in Australia and many other countries. I mean, fuck it. Where do I start with this? What's wrong with this? First of all, why is it always about him? It took me 26 attempts. Don't give a fuck about you. You've revealed your true colours. One minute, it was all the science has changed. And then it's, you know, the science. Well, you relied on the science. You claim that that's what, you know, you relied on before your awakening. And then after your so-called awakening, you also said it was the science. So make up your fucking mind. Which science was it? See, none of this makes any sense. I'm all for people getting down on their knees and begging for forgiveness, especially politicians and doctors and those in the media. I'm all for if people get down on their knees, and I mean, now's the right time of year, and beg for forgiveness, beg for mercy in front of God and the British people. That is one thing. But all this kind of obfuscation and kind of, you know, mealy-mouthed, basically half-truths, that's not the same as an apology, is it? No. So we can do better. And then, okay, so let's have a look at the other bits of the tweet. Thanks to the ONS. Sorry, you're thanking the ONS. Are you fucking joking? The ONS. Office for National Statistics, who we know have fiddled the books and basically a government arm. Somebody said they worked for them for a year and that was enough. They saw enough. Releasing the way they calculate excess deaths. I mean, I can't tell you how wrong this tweet is. This is not a tweet by someone who understands the moral barbarity of what's happened over the last 4 years. In fact, the focus, this whole thing of excess death, is actually taking away, as I'll read a tweet that I wrote, away from the lockdown deaths, including those people, young people like Benjamin, who took their own lives, and the midazolam deaths, and ventilators, and cancer, you know, delayed cancer treatments and all that sort of stuff, and also people that just died at home out of fear and cortisol levels going fucking shooting up. And then we've got the coerced experimental injections as well. So all this excess death is completely missing the point. Completely missing the point. Excess deaths? Well, democide. Those are excess deaths because they're murder. Because they weren't supposed to happen and they did happen. So I put underneath this. It's Andrew Bridgen saying, look over there. Oh, look over there. There's a squirrel. So I put underneath this, don't have many at all in the UK. Is this a joke? The deaths caused by lockdowns, including young people taking their own lives, and deaths caused by COVID-19 vaccines are classed as democide committed by the government and its institutions. Fuck, you know. Unbelievable. And someone's put, coming from the same people that told us WMDs were in Iraq. Unfucking believable. So there was, I put a lot on that, a lot about that. His tweet. I just can't fucking believe it. Well, I mean, I can believe it. Thanks to the ONS. Yeah, I've made a, you know, been specific about it. What's he talking about? Also, somebody was saying, talking about his, you know, thing with Hancock, Mrs. Bridgen. Breaking, Andrew Bridgen says Hancock and Sunak are using illegal tactics to smear him. Extraordinary lengths to silence an MP who puts people before profit. Oh, are you joking? Isn't that what MPs should do? Protect us? Or did I get that wrong? Sally Beck, conservative woman. Honest to God, conservative women are great, you know, sometimes, but sometimes they get it so wrong. And this is what I put. Bridgen is wasting our time with this bullshit. He's now praising the ONS for revealing how they've calculated there aren't many excess deaths in the UK compared to Australia and New Zealand. Does he deliberately miss the point? Because it is obfuscating. So there's another one I put, but Abby, Andrew's a hero, praising the checks notes ONS for explaining why there aren't many excess deaths in the UK. This is a look over there whitewash. Heinous crimes have been committed by the UK government and its acolytes. Fact. Because all the time that people are going, excess deaths, even just the phrase excess deaths has become a buzzword, hasn't it? It's become like climate change, excess deaths. So people are moving away from the truth of the matter, which is that people have been killed by their own government and those who voted for the policies, whether that's the Tories, Labour, Greens, you know, whoever they are. whichever side of the aisle they are, and the Lords, that they're missing that point because they're focused completely on, again, statistics, data. Data isn't morality, is it, or ethics? It's quite extraordinary. Fucking hell. I mean, it's so simple, really. All the stuff the government did to the British people and the people that voted for it, whichever, that was all criminal. Crimes. People have been injured. People have died. It's criminal. The end. And justice needs to be done. Never mind the fucking, oh, look at this graph and look at this graph. The ONS are just, they're muddying the waters. Trust me. Right, who else? We've got another news thing. Barack Obama and Bill Clinton will suspend their active retirements to try to provide a political jolt to the campaign of their successor, Joe Biden, with a rare joint appearance for a campaign fundraiser in New York. They are shitting themselves, a bit like Joe Biden. So I've put on Twitter, they can't afford to let their communitarian dream die after marching through the institutions for 50 years. Frankfurt School, Fabian Society, leftist, intellectual, cultural Marxist, blah, blah, blah. They can't afford for it to fail. Matt Goodwin is a talking head, isn't he? Him and fucking Constantine Kirchner are always kissing each other's asses. So he's basically typical middle of the road comments on political stuff, blah, 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 money for old rope. Hold it all, heard it all before. And also he's talking as if democracy still exists and there's some kind of choice. He's put new Tories on just 21% with YouGov, 19 points adrift of Labour. Are the Tories dying? Oh, God, it's so weird. It's like these people are on the Titanic and we've all basically jumped off. We can see it sinking and they're all on it going, oh, well, what a jolly, as it's sinking. Well, should we just rearrange these deck chairs and let's get a better view? What a lovely, it's wonderful, isn't it? Sailing across from Belfast to New York. I'm really enjoying this. Meanwhile, we're all going, fucking hell! Any thoughts I've put under this? Any thoughts on the crimes committed against the British people by our political class using fear, lockdowns, midazolam, ventilators, muzzles, and coerced experimental injections? You and other talking heads have been conspicuous by your moral absence. It just beggars belief. I mean, really. Another story, The Telegraph. Ramadan lights on display in central London over Easter. Jesus Christ. Not him, though. Ramadan ding dong. So I've put, an appropriate time of year to be reminded that the media perfectly embodies Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Christ to the authorities for 30 pieces of silver. God, honest fucking God, pieces of shit. What is going on? Well, I'll tell you what's going on. It's this moral equivalent. It's this, it's all the same. Everything's all the same. We don't need to worry about anything. We don't need to uphold anything. We don't need to preserve anything. We don't need to gather around the flames to protect the flames of truth, goodness, and beauty. We don't need to do that. No, we just need to just put our heads down, pretend it's not happening, and just say, everyone's the same as everyone else. Imagine that. It'd be like Mozart. Let's put a bit of Mozart on. Most beautiful, I don't know, Mozart Requiem, and then next to it, just literally somebody going ting ting tang, Joe Biden playing the fucking xylophone, ting tang tang ting ting. Oh, isn't Joe? Yeah, definitely the same as Mozart. Definitely the same. Yeah, definitely the same. That's what's happened. I suppose for fear of offending people, which, and here we are, you know, so the end result in that is the hate crimes stuff in Scotland. That's really what's going to happen to you. Right. So the last thing I put, and I tweeted Kathleen Ferrier singing the painfully beautiful Erbarme dich, mein Gott, from Bach's St. Matthew Passion. Have mercy on me, Lord. It is the most beautiful. I can't play it on here anymore, just for, in case, I don't know, yeah, copyright people start picking things up. The bastards, but you know, as I mean, it's fair enough. But I mean, that's so beautiful. So I'll put that on. It's on Twitter if you want to find it, or I'll put it on here as a separate page, separate thing tomorrow. But it is absolutely stunning. Sorry, I got a bit carried away. Right. I will put that on tomorrow. Right, that's the end, guys, of Depard, because I've got to go and get ready to speak to Ant and set up my camera and all that shite. Okay, guys. I've done fucking half an hour. Bloody hell. I thought it was going to be a short one. Anyway, love you guys loads. Hope you have a great Thursday. I'll see you tomorrow for your comments. Just go through comments and then probably back Tuesday the 2nd, maybe Wednesday the 3rd. I'm not sure yet, but I'll tell you tomorrow. Okay, guys, loads of love and enjoy your evenings. And I hope it hasn't been too wet where you are. It was fucking pissing it down earlier on. Honest to God, I was like a drenched Lakeland Terrier. Okay, love you guys. Here comes the outro. Do 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 do. Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Be seeing.